Probably, arguably, one of the most exciting weeks in the history of Perth. Could you imagine being a fly on the wall in the Old Ship Inn in Perth on the 4th of September, 1745? You would get £1,000 a ticket for that one today.
I'm here with Kevin Smith, who is also known as the Alba Hussar, and he is now running walking tours around the city of Perth, and he's telling about the Jacobite history of Perth. We're sitting here in the Stewart Room in the Salutation Hotel, which, if you don't know, is where Bonnie Prince Charlie actually stayed in September 1745 before his army advanced on to Edinburgh.
Perth seems to get missed, even in some of the books. There's a very short chapter in a book done last year that was a very famous book done by Jacqueline Ryder, and it's a great book. But it was if Bonnie Prince Charlie was passing through Perth on a train on his way to Inverness.
Right.
But I would say, argue, and maybe biased towards our beautiful fair city, that the involvement with Bonnie Prince Charlie and the training of the army in here was possibly more important than his 6 weeks down at Holyrood. They kind of lounged about a bit down there, but the real work of turning them into a fighting force was Perth. And I just feel, it's a big part of that rebellion, so we should be telling the story, and people from the other side of the world now want to hear that story. Us Scots are always bad, of not telling the story of our people, and our ancestors and our family connections all over the world come to visit us. These are the things that they want to hear.
Definitely. Could you tell us a little bit about the fantastic uniform you're wearing?
It's a bit of theatre, it's a bit of fun, it's not serious. There's various people, ex-military people, pull me up, pin me against the wall, put a bean up my nose and say I shouldn't be wearing it. And it's a bit total theatre that goes, it's got great imagery, but it's also got fantastic romance. It's a bit outlandish, a bit of romance and sci-fi to a degree almost, because basically, the tradition, it's a hussar's uniform, but unbeknown to even military people in this country, and I've spoken to some high-ranking military officers, the first Hussars regiment in Britain was raised by Murray of Broughton, who was Bonnie Prince Charlie's secretary, in Edinburgh in 1745, and they were known as the Scotch Hussars. Murray of Broughton couldn't command them himself, and then brought in an Irish Catholic gentleman, called John Bagot, who previously had served in the army of Louis XV. Many of the, particularly the Irish Catholics and Scottish Catholics, particularly, who basically were, well, they were more or less shunned upon. They built, if they were military people or wanted a job, they went to France and joined the service of the French army, and the two famous regiments, as I say, is the Irish Pickets and the Royal Écossais. So my uniform has got slight French connections, because if that rebellion had prevailed, I do believe that we probably in Scotland would certainly be speaking an awful lot more French. And if you take the Americas would have happened, but I'll guarantee the Americans would not be speaking English, they would be speaking French throughout the entire continent. So I'm a what-if man. What Bonnie Prince Charlie almost succeeded in that rebellion, and I, in a military sense, believe that in a modern Scotland today, if he had won in the Scottish Army today, I believe all these regiments that stood at Culloden would probably be still be in the Royal Army of Scotland today. My uniform, rather than doing normal Jacobite gear, everybody tends to do 1745 look. Mine's is total romance, because my uniform is an interpretation of, maybe if that regiment did exist today, the officer of the first Alba Hussars in Scotland, 2017.
Very good. So if somebody was to take your tour, what would the tour consist of?
There's three parts. There's three different kind of tours that I do, and I've tried to give three options financially to people. There are many tours in Scotland that are low market, and there's quite a lot of high tour regarding prices. So I have three price points that I kind of try to operate, and we can't run them all at the same time, but we try to accommodate as much as we can. There's a walking tour of Perth that encapsulates all the things that went on in Perth, which is about a two-hour walk, taken in Balhousie Castle, the home of the Black Watch Museum, the Inches on Perth, St John's Kirk, the actual hallowed ground of the Salutation Hotel, with a wee dram thrown in, at a mere bargain price of, I think, £10 for the walk. We also do the candlelight dinners in the steward suite of the Salutation Hotel. And that is a full three-course meal with wine, whiskey toasts in the candlelight. One of my favourites out of the three different events. Just fantastic fun. And that at the moment is coming in at £69. And we do an up market tour, really, which it's not elitist, but it's a slightly more up market. It's a full day. And my guests kind of become my cavalry troop at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we saddle up and we head out to basically the homes and the associated properties of the Perthshire men that were Bonnie Prince Charlie's senior commanders. So you know, we take in Blair Athol for Lord George Murray, we take in Elko Castle for Lord Elko, Officer of Cavalry, we take in Drummond Castle out at Newthorne Creef, which is utterly stunning with gorgeous gardens, and that obviously takes in the Duke of Perth and his brother Lord John Drummond, as I've spoke previously regarding these guys. So I feel for many years Perth overall has not neglected and not forgotten, but in a military sense we've forgot to mention some of these guys in military dispatches, and their stories to continue on are magnificent, even the aftermath and what happened to these people, and as human stories, things of great films and plays, to be brutally honest. I'd love to see a play, a film, a drama like Outlander done on the Jacobite Perthshire connection. What a film or a movie or series, a mini series that could make, it would be fabulous.
So if somebody wanted to take, for instance, your dinner, is there a minimum amount of people that you'd have to...
The wonderful thing and bad thing is that the room is not a large room, but basically we can take 12 people. Slightly crammed, but that slightly crammed feels great. The broadsword's on the table, there's a letter from Bronnie Prince Charlie, and I have some old maps that we kind of use. So it's got us, you know, with old-fashioned spy glasses that you can, you know, enlarge the map and have a look at. It's great fun. I try to encapsulate the feel of Bronnie Prince Charlie round the table with all these commanders getting campaign reports, getting army together. Could you imagine being in this room in September 1745? Let's just say when we're finished or halfway during the evening, there's not a dry eye in the house.
I can imagine.
It's great.
Sounds like a fantastic idea, and something that Perth needed for a long time.
Well,
as you say,
we have a beautiful, stunning city that, for whichever way through the years, has not went backwards, but we've suffered from regeneration of other towns round about and how people do tourism and things. And I feel we've kind of been kind of bypassed a little bit in the last 20 years. And Edinburgh gets it, Inverness gets it. And if you take Culloden out of Inverness, which is major, I think Perth in a strange way has every bit as much, if not more, to offer than Inverness. So let's get them coming here to the fair city.
Definitely. And if you want to take a tour or have a dinner, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
We obviously got our website, and you can email us. The website, obviously, jacobitetours.co.uk. The website's totally explanatory. It gives you the three different options. Email me by all means. You can contact me and I can either phone you back. I do believe in dialogue. I like to speak to people at times. The tours are kind of set out. We try to do it that way. But for example, if you have a group or a party that would like to do it possibly slightly differently, we'll try to accommodate you, you know, as much as we possibly can. But with parameters, there's limits to what you can do with that. But certainly, you can do anything from even buy the uniform that I wear. If you want to become an honorary member of my little regiment, and I've had a few particular Americans who want to partake in that one. So a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but listen, people, there's a lot of history here. It's a period that did happen in Perth. I try not to be overly religious or political, and everybody that comes to see me has their ability to have their own opinion. And for whatever nationality or religion you are in Perth, with the Jacobite tours that I do, everybody's included and everybody's welcome.
Well, it sounds like great fun. Sounds like history and fun.
Well, there are loads of other people in the area who are similar to myself, who are individuals who are trying to forge their way and do interesting things connected to the Jacobite thing. In fact, Gary, who's interviewing me here, is one of these very guys, and him and his good lady Lynn, they do all kinds of great stuff connected to ghost walks. In fact, Gary could tell you an awful lot more about the ghosty gooey part of Bonnie Prince Charlie in here, because I'm not the expert on that. But the very fact this room, this is, to me, we're conducting the interview in the Stuart Suite as we speak within the Salutation Hotel. And I think this is possibly one of the most hallowed pieces of ground in Scottish history that we have in our own little town.
Well, I'd like to wish you every success with it, and Lynn and I would definitely love to come on to it at some stage.
I'd love to have you, and I want to go. Let's do the ghosty part of this as well. For everybody. Gary, thank you so much for your time and your efforts.